Contrairement à ça, docteur Ronaldi, nous allons prêcher en créole, nous allons partager le message là. Arrive pas à prêcher en anglais. Amen. I hope English speaking will be happy. Okay. La paix de Dieu sera avec vous. C'est ici la journée que l'Éternel a faite, qu'elle soit pour nous un sujet de louange et de joie. Hier, vendredi, nous étions ensemble dans l'église là. Nous étions comme c'est un parcours, un long parcours. Depuis la trahison de Jésus jusqu'à la crucifixion. Et maintenant, nous ensemble avec vous pour nous prêcher le plus grand message qui ait jamais existé, c'est le message de la résurrection. Il est vraiment ressuscité. Il est ressuscité. Bien sûr, il est ressuscité. Christ, mon Seigneur. Parfois, je me dis que c'est même ce matin, je veux dire pour compte moi, Christ, mon Seigneur. Est-ce que c'est Seigneur lié? Dieu, ça m'appelle Christ, mon Seigneur. Le message de ce matin, pour quelques minutes, n'a pas trouvé dans l'Évangile selon Saint Jean. Chapitre 20, versets 1 à 24, c'est la lecture a été faite. La résurrection du Messie, la résurrection de Jésus-Christ, l'est annoncée dans les premiers livres de la Bible, les livres de la Genèse, Genèse, chapitre 22, verset 2 à 5, j'ai annoncé la venue du Seigneur, j'ai expliqué qui façon la venue et qui façon la continuer le ministère. Matin, on a parlé de la mort de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Si Jésus-Christ n'est pas ressuscité, qui côté nous taille? La résurrection de Jésus-Christ, il proclamait à jamais la valeur rédemptrice de Dieu. Il parlait en pile de la mort de Jésus-Christ. En pile monde, chef religieux était mort. Nous avons Bouddha, nous avons Mahomet, nous avons Allah. Monde ça yo mouri, yo pas ressuscité. Actuellement dans la tombe. Mais mon Seigneur, votre Seigneur, notre Seigneur, l'y ressuscité. Et qui côté lui-même l'y est coulé là, l'y assis à la droite du Père, en train de préparer pour nous en place. C'est ça que nous pas n'importe monde, moi-même avec vous, nous pas n'importe monde. Parce que Seigneur pas nous, bon Dieu pas nous, lui mourir, lui ressusciter. Il parlait non de quelques anciens mondes, c'est histoire profane, qui était mort pendant trois jours ressuscité, c'est histoire profane. Mais bibliquement parlant, c'est Jésus-Christ seulement nous connaît qui mourir, qui ressuscité. Moi-même avec vous, d'après condamnation de la loi, nous t'es condamné. La loi dit 600, il y a un monde qui était juste, pas de verset. Nous voulons avoir pardon, nous voulons avoir rémission pour pécher nous. Béni soit l'Éternel, Jésus-Christ offre volontairement pour accepter la mort, ça pour nous être capable de s'annouiller. Notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ lui ressuscité. La résurrection de Christ lui produit changement dans la vie du croyant. La résurrection de Christ li produit la vie dans les croyants. Si Jésus-Christ n'est pas ressuscité, moi-même avec vous, nous n'avons pas d'espoir de ressusciter non plus. Et puisque il ressuscité, la résurrection de Jésus-Christ nous dit qu'il produit, la résurrection de Jésus-Christ, c'est quelque chose d'extraordinaire. Donc, je dis à nous, c'est un grand jour lié dans l'histoire du christianisme, dans le monde entier. Le dimanche de Pâques, c'est un jour de victoire. Le dimanche de Pâques, c'est un jour de guérison. Le dimanche de Pâques, c'est un jour de triomphe. Donc, un matin, nous devons avoir joie dans le cœur, nous encourager, nous suivre la congrégation, nous aimer pour nous, qui j'en ai pas adoré le Seigneur. Adorer, frapper, louer, jongler pour la gloire de Dieu. Nous comprenons le message de Pâques, c'est un message de réconfort, le message de Pâques lié. Et si ou là, je dis, vous pouvez faire la paix avec Jésus-Christ, vous pouvez accepter comme maître et soeur personnel. Je dis, dimanche Pâques là, nous invitons à penser, à réfléchir sur la crucifixion de Jésus-Christ, à penser sur la résurrection de Jésus-Christ pour capable. Et il fait promesse, il dit, après il finit ressuscité, il peut aller, il va préparer une place pour nous. Lorsqu'il prépare là pour retourner, là prend nous avec lui. Et ce n'est pas rien de caché dans la résurrection de Jésus-Christ, dans le chapitre 20 de l'évangile de Jean. La Bible fait nous connaître les premiers jours de la semaine. Marie de Magdala s'est rendue au sépulcre dès le matin, comme il faisait encore obscur, et elle vit que la pierre était ôtée du sépulcre. Elle courut vers Simon Pierre et l'autre disciple que Jésus aimait, leur dit, ils ont enlevé le corps, ils ont enlevé du sépulcre le Seigneur, et nous ne savons où l'on est. C'est qu'un monde, depuis longtemps, qui était soucié de Jésus-Christ. Et apprenons que Marie, une femme réellement courageuse, c'est le premier monde qui était dans le tombeau, qui était, ouais, wesh la pierre a été roulée. Nous, des pierres a été roulées, c'est pas pour empêcher Jésus de sortir. Jésus était capable, c'est pour capable montrer au monde qui a venu, qu'on travail qui était fait. Et en conclusion, nous demandons, s'il vous plaît, chaque monde a une pierre qui devant la porte la vie. Chaque monde a une pierre qui devant la porte la vie. Est-ce que vous voulez rouler pierre là? Qui est-ce qui te roule pierre là devant ton bois? Il y a un ange. Il y a une pierre devant qui empêche cet esprit bon Dieu de travailler nous-mêmes. Je dis dimanche de Pâques là, nous encourageons. Dans le moment ça, fais appel à l'ange là. Fais appel. Laissez avoir l'ange là venir pour qu'il les pieds là. C'est Pierre qui a empêché Chouel. N'a plus rien dans l'église de Bénézer. Je dis à nous pas toucher rien. Tout le monde qui a plein, il y a un problème. C'est l'adversaire qui mette Roche là devant. Ma parole, mon lui dit. Même l'église n'a pas de problème. C'est le leader qui a un problème. Je peux parler. Même l'église n'a pas de problème. Où est-ce qu'il y a un problème? Nous tous avons un problème. Nous ne pouvons pas de monde pour te charger nous. Bon Dieu, bénis-nous. Dimanche Pâques, là, nous avons pris une décision qu'on est là. Docteur, on a béré les bagailles. Si il y a un problème, Seigneur ressuscité moi, c'est lui-même qui mathématise par excellence. Pas ça? N'a pas remettre. N'a pas un deuxième prédicateur pour une verre nous plus content. N'a pas un deuxième prédicateur pour une nous plus content. Yes. just put that on, guys. I need that song up there. Listen, nous t'aimons faire tout à l'heure, the whole year, and it's all right if you really didn't go in and give God praise. But it seems as we don't understand what today means. Il semble que nous pas réellement comprendre significance jour ça. He has risen. Because he has risen, we have life. We have life forevermore. Because of the sacrifice on that cross, we have everlasting life. Because of his love, we live. I want you to stand to your feet for a minute. Uncover your piano for a moment. Uncover your piano. Listen, I want everyone to put your hands up. Tout le monde lève les mains. Well, all living men, this signifies everyone, everyone. Whether you used to come to church or you're not used to it, well, all living men, it's just, it signifies that Lord, I surrender all to you. Well, all living men, son sin nous dit, bon Dieu, moi mettre tout par où. I can't do it by myself. Raise your hand. Just raise your hand for a second. Raise your hand. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone has a cross that they're carrying. Everyone has a nail. Everyone has a nail that's being nailed into their hands. Put your hands up. Tout le monde going quiet. Let's go. To the Lamb. To the Lamb. God, do it like only you can. Spirit of the living God, pierce through the most wicked hearts. Pierce through the hearts of your children, Lord God, that they may understand that it is by your love, it is by your grace, it is by your mercy. There was a cost, Lord God, that they may live, that they may have true life. C'est à travers sang qui coule sous calvaire, sous bois calvaire, Seigneur, qui fait nous calas, Seigneur. Quand même l'homme et non, Seigneur. C'est pas digne, nous digne. Nous pas mériter le papa. But your love surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Alayo. You may be seated. Yesterday was Good Friday. And I'm not going to be too long. And it wasn't yesterday, it was Friday, I'm sorry. And we talked about the seven last statements, profound words that Jesus spoke on the cross. When I meditated on the words, l'homme méditait sur dernier sept paroles, bon Dieu, I was floored. Me saisi. Despite all that was happening to Christ, we saw a portrait of God's eternal plan of salvation for us. Pendant Jésus, yo fin bat yo cloueli, yo maltraité Jésus noir. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ still asked, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. They spat on them and they whooped them and they did all types of things that you can't even imagine. Scripture says, and with its stripes we are healed. C'est avec marque sous dolio que nous avons la vie éternelle. Now, see, I know a lot of us in here, this is it for us. This is our good deed. We come to church on Easter Sunday, and we gave God the praise, and we're good for the rest of the year. But I'm going to share a couple of things with you. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. We realize that Jesus didn't even ask forgiveness for himself because he was sinless. Jesus didn't ask for a quick and painless death because he knew his purpose for dying. Jesus didn't ask God for vengeance against those who tormented him. Jésus pas demandé bon Dieu pour vengeance contre ça qui t'a maltraité. Jésus pas demandé bon Dieu pour soulier ou bien pas soulier non pour calmer douleur. Instead, watch this. Instead, every time you nail him back on that cross, every time you bruise him with your sins and iniquities, instead, he prays to his Father on your behalf. My God. Are you here with me? Every time you go against his will, I don't have to tell you what you do because you know what you do. Every time you run against him, every time you lie and cheat, every time you deceive and hurt one another, and you hurt him, he turns to his Father and says, Father, forgive Harry, for he does not know what he does. Instead, he prays for me. He says, Father, forgive Wesley. He doesn't know what he's doing. Instead, he intercedes for Brother Wesley. Even in the suffering of Jesus Christ, he was able to forgive his tormentors, and he cared for their souls. Même dans mes temps, souffrance Jésus-Christ. I need a mic. Même dans mes temps, Lord Jésus a pris tout mon yo. Il te care pour nom pas ou. Red. Even in the midst of it, we continue to listen to a couple of more words that Jesus said. In statement 2, he said, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. For those of you who don't know, crucifixion was for the most heinous crime. L'oyote met on moun soukwa, c'était fagabon yo met soukwa. It wasn't for people like Jesus Christ. It was for the most heinous of crimes. And yet here is Jesus on the cross. And they went even a step further. They put a crown of thorn on his head to make sure his pain was a little bit more than the others. Even in Jesus' final interaction on earth, one of his final interactions, même dans une action, finale action Jésus-Christ, Jesus extended eternal life as he openly forgave others. There was a criminal to his left that mocked him. There was a criminal to his right that said, listen, you're mocking Jesus, but listen, we deserve what we're getting. But this guy right here, he doesn't deserve it. And Jesus turned to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Even in his deathbed and his suffering, Jesus extended his hand to others. The bridge, there's a bridge, and the bridge between what happened to Jesus and what happened to you is the bridge that's going to bring God's grace, his deliverance, his power, his strength, his fortitude to you and to your situation. Go pour ça, pour accepter passé Jésus avec ça que t'es passé ou un, c'est pour ça qui va mener grâce, délivrance, pouvoir pour faire sortir une situation hier. See, there was a reason for the cross, and I know none of us are Jesus in here. We're not Jesus, and we may not be spotless as Jesus was.
And the Roman soldiers may not have taken us away and bruised us and tried to kill us. The Roman soldiers didn't carry us away. But maybe life carried you away. Peut-être souffrance dans la vie ou pour toi aller. Perhaps the suffering of your lives have nailed you down to the cross, just like Jesus was nailed down to the cross. Perhaps disappointments or chaos, confusion, maybe abuse, maybe molestation, addiction, trials, maybe sickness, maybe problems, maybe issues that you can't even talk to you about have nailed you to a cross. Maybe these situations have nailed you to a cross. But I want to share something with you today. Everyone in here has his nails. Everyone in here is carrying their cross. Amen, somebody. But something happened on a day like this. But the blood of Jesus. That should get someone shouting. But the blood of Jesus. I will live and not die. And I will tell of the good news of Jesus Christ. Je ne mourrai pas, je vivrai, je raconterai la bienfaite de Dieu. But the blood of Jesus Christ allowed me to be in the midst of his presence today. Some of you are carrying your cross right now. And it doesn't matter what school you went to. You have a cross. It doesn't matter how many zeros are in the end of your bank account. You have a cross that you're carrying. It doesn't matter what your family background is. You have a cross that you're carrying. It doesn't matter how fine you look. It doesn't matter how handsome you look. There's a cross that you're carrying. It doesn't matter if you speak Creole or if you speak English. It doesn't matter if you speak Spanish or si tu parles français. Tu parles français. There's a cross that you're carrying. Amen. The problem is we don't realize what happened at that cross. We don't realize that we've been purchased at a price. We don't realize that we have been redeemed. We don't realize that we are sons and daughters of the true resurrected living God. Some people stay nailed to the cross. Some people stay complaining. It ain't you. It's not you. It's not you. Some people stay to the cross and they stay complaining of what they've been through, of who hurt them or who turned away from them. Then there are others. There are others who get off the cross. Thank you, sister. There are others who get off the cross. But they stay in the tomb. But my God is alive. He's not dead. Amen. But I don't understand, because my God is not dead. He's alive. And some people get off their cross and they stay in their tomb with regret and misery. They stay in the tomb of agony and depression. Some people stop living and they stop breathing. They try to cover up their pain. They try to cover up their pain. May I dare say it, with lies, maybe sex or drugs, addiction. They are a fictitious person. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. They don't know who they are in Christ. You find yourselves wrapped up in the grave clothes of guilt and shame. And you live behind your tomb. See, but a few of us in here, there's a few of us in here, a few that know, like Christ, they know they have been resurrected above their circumstances. Someone needs to shout about that. There are a few of us here who know that they are resurrected above their situation. There are a few of us in here that know we have resurrected above our trauma. We have resurrected above our crisis. We have resurrected above our sickness. We have resurrected above our marital issues and our family issues. We're resurrected above our financial struggles. The few people in here that knows him and know the power of his resurrection. And you've seen God bring you out of a mess. Amen, somebody. There's people who understand what that resurrection power. See, as children of God, we've inherited that resurrection power. I want you to understand, as children of God, we cannot stay down because we're from the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Every time the enemy wants to take us out, boop, we're back up again. Every time the enemy wants to put us to death, boop, we're back up again. That resurrection power is in every single one of us in here. Lo comprendre. Même pouvoir résurrection ça qui nous Christ là, lui met un nom. Satan pas qu'à mettre ton nom tombe. Satan pas qu'à dire fini. Life can't take you away. You are the son and the daughter of the living, risen King. Hallelujah, somebody. You know what God, what mess God got you out of. And you know you couldn't get yourself out of it by yourself. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. The problem is, there are people who see you. And they see you and they say, hey, everything looks good. Malik's hair is all fresh. You know, this young man got a nice suit on. And she said, frère, belle machine. Belle Kylie. Got a belle wobbly, no. You know, he's looking nice. And they think that you haven't gone through something. Yo pense au papa, c'est de trahir à tribulation. But see, the problem is, listen, I know I've been through something. But I understand that today is my resurrection Sunday. I understand that I'm not dead with sin. I understand that today is my resurrection Sunday, and I'm gonna continue. I understand that not only today is my resurrection Sunday, but Monday is going to be my resurrection Sunday as well. Now, I'm going to continue and say that Tuesday is going to be my resurrection Sunday as well. Now, I'm going to continue and say on Wednesday is going to be my resurrection Sunday as well. I'm going to continue and say on Thursday, that's going to be my resurrection Sunday. Hey, on Friday, guess what? That's my resurrection Sunday as well. Hey, on Saturday, that's my resurrection Sunday as well. Hey, I'm back at it again. It's my resurrection life. Hallelujah, somebody. Brother Carl D, I need you, brother. I need you. Every day should be your resurrection Sunday. Every day should be your resurrection Sunday. He is a true living King. Yellow mic. He is a true and living King. He rose from the dead. How many people believe he rose from the dead? How many people believe he rose from the dead? Stand to your feet. How many? Si vous croyez que bon Dieu vivant et même puissance résurrection ça l'inan nous l'inan ou même aussi comme un appel comme un appel. Listen. I don't care what you've been through. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you've been through. But you know something? In my short amount of time on this earth, sometimes I can't contain myself. Sometimes I can't contain myself. I know the goodness of God, and I know where he brought me from. I know the suffering that is taking me through. It may not be good for me, or it may not be good to me, but it is good for me. I know what I've been through, and day in and day out, he continued to reach, extend his hand to me and love on me and say, you will not die, but you will live, because my resurrection power is in you. I don't know what you're going through today, but I've gone through hell and back. I've gone through suicidal situations in the back past. I've gone through deception. I've gone through it all. I lost my home. I remember losing my home. I kid you not. I was outside, and my son, I looked at my 3-year-old son at the time, and my son had one pair of socks on, his underwears, and a t-shirt. To God be all the glory. See, when I was going through my mess and no one saw, all I can do is lift my hands up to God. And he redeemed me. He healed me. He poured into me. He changed my life. When me and my wife didn't know what we were going to do, he sent our kids to pray on us. He sent our kids to say, Daddy, Mom, it's going to be okay. We are the son of the true living God. He is God, and he stands alone in himself.
Il est par lui-même et de lui-même.
He is God, and he is unique.
Il est unique.
He is unparalleled.
Il est sans égal.
He is unprecedented.
Il n'a pas de précédent.
He is the supreme God.
Il est suprême.
He is the miracle of ages.
Il est le miracle des âges.
He is the only one that can supply all of our needs.
Il peut pourvoir tous vos besoins.
He supplies strength for the weak.
Il fournit la force aux faibles.
He is available for the tempted and the tired.
Il est disponible pour le tenté et l'essayé.
He sympathizes and he saves.
Il sympathise et sauve.
He heals the sick.
Il guérit le malade.
He cleanses the lepers.
Il nettoie le lépreux.
He forgives the sinners.
Il pardonne les pécheurs.
He discharges the debtors.
Il acquitte le débiteur.
My true and living God, he delivers the captives.
Il délivre les captifs.
He defends the feeble.
Il défend le faible.
He blesses the young.
Il bénit les jeunes.
He serves the unfortunate.
Il servit le malheureux.
He regards the age.
Il n'a pas d'égard pour les âges.
He rewards the diligent and he beautifies the meek.
Il récompense la diligence et embellit le débonnaire.
He's the wellspring of wisdom.
Il est la source de toute sagesse.
He's the doorway of deliverance.
Il est la porte de la délivrance.
He's the pathway of peace.
Il est la voie de la paix.
He's the roadway of righteousness.
Il est la chaussée de justice.
Listen, this is for those of you who don't know who God is. This is for some of you who don't know what the sacrifice on the cross is. He's the highway of holiness.
Il est l'autoroute de la sainteté.
He is the gateway of glory.
Il est la porte de la gloire.
He is the head of all heroes.
Il est le chef de tous les héros.
He is the governor of governors.
Il est le gouverneur des gouverneurs.
He is the prince of princes.
Il est le prince des princes.
He is the king of kings and he is the lord of lords.
Il est le roi des rois, le seigneur des seigneurs.
My God's promises are true.
Sa promesse est certaine.
His light is matchless.
Sa lumière est incomparable.
His goodness is limitless.
Sa bonté est sans limite.
His mercy is everlasting.
Sa grâce est éternelle.
His love never changes.
Son amour ne change pas.
His word is enough.
Sa parole est assez.
His grace is sufficient.
Sa grâce est suffisante.
His grace is sufficient.
Sa grâce est suffisante.
His grace is sufficient.
Sa grâce est suffisante.
His reign is righteous.
Son règne est juste.
His yoke is easy.
Son joug est léger.
And his burden is light.
Et son fardeau est doux.
Finally, I want to remind you.
Dernièrement, je veux vous rappeler.
I want to remind you. You are the son and daughter of the true living God. The Pharisees couldn't stand him.
Les pharisiens ne pouvaient pas le supporter.
But they found out that they couldn't stop him.
Mais ils ne découvrent qu'ils ne pouvaient pas l'arrêter.
Pilate couldn't find any fault in him.
Pilate ne pouvait pas trouver de faute en lui.
And Herod could not kill him.
Et Hérode ne pouvait pas le tuer.
Death could not handle him.
La mort ne pouvait pas la le contenir.
Watch this, and you should be shouting for this. Death could not handle him.
La mort ne pouvait pas le contenir.
Death could not handle him.
La mort ne pouvait pas le contenir.
Death could not handle him.
La mort ne pouvait pas.
Death could not handle him.
La mort ne
pouvait
pas le contenir.
Watch this, and the grave could not hold him.
Et le tombeau ne pouvait
pas le contenir. That's our true living King.
C'est notre Dieu.
La terre pas même qu'à Kimber Jésus. The earth had to spin him up. He was too powerful. He was too powerful. He was too powerful. The earth could not hold him. That's our King. That's our God. That's his resurrection power. That's in each and every one of us today. That's his resurrection power. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil say or give you assumptions that you will not live. You have been redeemed and purchased by the blood of the true living God. Raise your hand and give God some praise this morning. Give God some praise. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Souba moui mater. Souba katat mater. Souge deux pieds ou capon bébio. Get on your legs. Get on your feet. Gardez. Souga, bye, mon Dieu, gloire, mater. Fonou pas ingrat. Continue with me. Don't leave me. Fonou pas ingrat. Listen, bon petit moment, comme sur deux pieds. Comme sur deux pieds. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Bye, mon Dieu, gloire. Listen, just pour deux minutes seulement. Si c'est président Obama qui est là, tout le monde a campé. Si c'est Matéli qui va nommer des biens, tout le monde a campé. Just give God praise for about two more minutes. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Young people, give God some praise. Give God some praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I urge you. I can't force you to give God praise, and I'm going to be done. But listen, every second that you have the breath of life, every moment that you can utter Jesus, I suggest you take advantage of it. Young people, listen. You think I don't know? I'm going to get real for a second. Young people, and I'm speaking to you. I know what's going on. I know your addictions. I know your issues. Can I get real for a second? I know some of us are addicted to smoking weed. And I know some of us are sexually addicted. Can I talk? I know some of us got issues that's going on in our lives. We're promiscuous. I know we can't stay away from the parties. And they can't tell who the men and women of God are. They don't know if you're with God or if you're with the world. But I'm here to let you know there was a cost for you. It ain't over. God can make things new. He'll make everything new. Don't let anyone tell you that you look different. Don't let anyone tell you because your body's full of tattoos or because you have earrings on your ear. Don't let anyone tell you that you're too far away from Christ. This is your day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and you will be glad in it. You will live and you will not die. If we're going to transition into another phase in our sermon, I implore, and you know, guys, I love you. I love the people of God. I love the people of God. I have a passion. I love God's people. If you haven't made peace with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, listen, don't worry about the person next to you. Here today and gone tomorrow. We've all witnessed it. Nous l'ayons joué puis demain nous est. You know something? Jean Lamotte, he was a politician and he worked in Irvington. Last month, Jean Lamotte lied. He was here and he was speaking on behalf of his good friend, Pueblo Villon, qui était mouri a month ago. Okay? Lamotte, Brother Lamotte is up here and he's good and he's talking praises about his good friend that just passed and how good he was and how much vigor he had. And he said he wished he could be half the man that his friend was. Last week, Lamont died. Who would have thought that Lamont would be on the stage? Lamont a touché pour la parler de la vie en Milan. Et puis au mois passé, Lamont is gone. Hell is for real. If you haven't made peace with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want you to boldly just walk out the aisle. Just walk out. As a matter of fact, raise your hand. If you want to accept Christ in you, if you need prayer, if you want to accept Christ, raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand. Raise your hand. Someone raise their hand and they put it down. Keep the devil is a liar. Raise your hand. Keep your hand raised. Keep your hand raised. Keep your hand raised. I want you boldly to come to the front right now. I'm going to pray with you. Come to the front. Viens devant. If you want to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come to the altar right now. I need my praying warriors to get ready. Viens devant. Don't let anyone intimidate you. If you are going through something that's beyond you, I want you to take the leap of faith. I want you to come to the front. Don't be afraid. Come to the front. I want my praying warriors to get ready. My wife, Sister Marie, get ready, baby. Sister Marie. Sister Betty. Jacques Ness. Come up. Come pray with these folks, please. If there is anyone that has any doubt of where you're going to be tomorrow, if you die tomorrow, will you be in heaven or hell? That's the question. Soumouri Jotir, Escobar l'enfer, Escobar l'enciel. If you don't know, I want you to come to the altar right now. We're going to pray deliverance in your lifetime today. Let's go. Is there one more? Let's go. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Listen, I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I know we have to take lesson, but if there is anyone, come up to the altar. Your deliverance starts today. Come to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Carl. Someone needs to give God praise for that. There are two people that are surrendering their lives to Christ right now. There's a yoke that's being broken right now. My God. Let's pray with them. Spirit of the living God. Chantez gloire et puissance, force.
au nom de Jésus. Au nom de Jésus. Au nom de Jésus. Au nom de Jésus. See, there's purging right now. There are people that's being delivered right now. In the name of Jesus. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver in the name of Jesus.
To God be all the glory.